Welcome. Can you get to that? A Wikipedia racing podcast hosted by two people, one of whom is me, Matt Olson,
and the other of whom is me, Caitlin Best.
And we have some exciting quarter two statistics to report for all of you. Can you get to that, investors?
How's our portfolio looking there?
Our portfolio is looking pretty good. Since starting the podcast, our listenership has been steadily increasing.
Yeah.
And I noticed an interesting thing in the numbers. Sorry. I feel like I need to apologize to the people who have amassed us 149 listens in the United Kingdom.
In jolly old England.
Nope. That's what I need to apologize for, is particularly me. I feel like last week's episode on the Socialist Fraternal Kiss, I may have engaged in some English accent work that was maybe offensive, maybe even as far as repulsive.
Yeah, for sure.
And at the time... And this is no excuse, but at the time, I did not know that by country, number one country for listeners is the United States. No big surprise. Number two, with like 14% of total listens, is the United Kingdom.
Somehow?
We've been racking our brains. Wait. Because we're pretty sure you and I, that we know...
I don't know anybody over there.
We know personally most of the people who listen to this show at this point. Which is not a bad
thing. Apparently not, though.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Please tell us who you are in the United Kingdom.
We tell you how to fucking tweet at us every week.
And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Why aren't you tweeting at us to tell us that Matt's English accent is offensive to you, an English person? Maybe they're expats, though. Maybe they're Americans.
It could be.
And they love it because they just hate those English people.
Yeah.
Wait, but here's my question, which I just thought of. If you'll be so kind as to pull up those stats for me. So it says United Kingdom, right? But then it also says...
Sorry, it's not 14%. It's like 7%.
Okay, never mind. I thought it said Scotland down there.
No.
It doesn't. It does. It, there's Scotland. Just Ireland.
Yeah, well...
Okay, I don't know anybody over there either.
Show more.
Peru? These have to be like whoopsies.
Several of these have to be whoopsies.
These have to be like people in... these countries
accidentally
trying to find, I don't know what they could be trying to
God
find.
God knows what. If you're the one person who listened in Israel and this is your second go at listening to an episode,
what's up?
Anyway,
I mean, if you're any of these people, if you're in Israel, Norway, Portugal,
if you're
South Africa,
if you're in the United Kingdom and you're listening to this right now and you're from the United Kingdom, my sincerest, deepest apologies. If you're in the United Kingdom and you're from America Town,
what's up?
Hello, governor. Oi, it's me, your friend Matt Olson. I'm from Liverpool.
It's not even good.
No, it's not.
It's not even good what
it's
you're
not
doing.
Even good.
You could at least do like a Ringo Starr impression.
Yeah, if I wanted to be from Liverpool.
If you wanted to be from Liverpool.
Can you give me your best Ringo?
Hello, I'm Ringo Starr.
That just, your Ringo sounds like you're constantly in the act of casting Wingardium Leviosa as Hermione.
I was gonna... I think of Ringo Starr as being kind of halfway in between like Stephen Fry and Eeyore. Is like the zone where I put him, you know?
That seems fair.
Yeah.
We were playing Cranium last night, a rousing game of Cranium, and your team pulled a factoid card. We weren't on the same team.
Yeah, which I fucked up.
Yeah. But the factoid was, true or false, is John Lennon the oldest Beatle? And that's false. It was actually Ringo.
It's Ringo. And I was thinking and saying, there's no way that Ringo is older than John Lennon.
But right, so the story goes that Ringo was in another band that the Beatles respected.
But okay,
but this is
that story. You guys told me that story as if it's like, oh well, he was in another band before the Beatles, so obviously he's older. As if like your life starts as soon as you join a band,
right? Which okay, let's set that aside though. Let's just focus on the idea that Ringo was in another band that the Beatles looked up to, and then when they needed a new drummer, they looked at Ringo and said, this is our fucking guy.
And they fired George Best.
Yeah, your dad.
SMH, they fired my father, George Best. He was so ashamed he had to change his name to Carl.
Look at that.
And moved to California.
Look at that boy. Just kind of like with a dumb grin on his face, playing the drums kind of middling to okay.
Doing okay.
That's who we want for our fucking hot shit
Hello,
band.
Governor. You want to be in our band?
That was the first words from Paul to Ringo. Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I can't wait to see that 7% just continue to shrink on the stats page.
What was the band that Ringo was in?
I don't know. Ringo and the Stars.
Ringo and the Stars. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
If that's real, so, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Well, now, there could be a Ringo fan band.
Yeah. Now, do we want to try and do a smooth segue, or should we just say, we're here to do the wiki game, and this is our topic.
Let's just do that. That's what I was about to do just now.
Do it.
Today, our topic was brought to you by our friend Marvy. Hey, Marvy.
Hi.
And the topic is called Pig Island.
Pig Island.
And it's a special place where the pigs live. And they get to swim around in the water. And the pigs, I don't know, just be at the beach, I guess.
The pigs from Pig Island live the most fucking chilled out, blissed out island existence short of being Jimmy Buffett. That I can imagine.
But, I mean, do they live a better existence than Jimmy Buffett?
Possibly.
Because Jimmy Buffett's got some things to deal with in his life, like...
Taxes?
I was going to refer to, like, lines from his songs, but you're right. Taxes are probably number one on the list. Pigs ain't got paid no taxes.
Look, let's be real here, though. When Jimmy Buffett sings Wasting Away in Margaritaville, it's all an act.
It's about the IRS. It's a thinly veiled metaphor for the IRS. Tourists covered in oil. Those are the tax men.
Yeah. Even in his sad songs, I have a hard time imagining Jimmy Buffett actually being sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I always hear his music as, not that I don't listen to his music, like, to feel chilled out and happy, but I always hear his music as like a kind of a cry for help.
Fuck.
It's like I'm singing about this island lifestyle, like, because it's my escape from reality.
The clock from 9 to 5.
Right. Nobody wants to hear that shit.
Oh man, now I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
But hey, there's an island in the Bahamas where pigs just swim around.
There's an island in the Bahamas
crystal
where
clear
pigs
blue
live.
Water, and I feel much better thinking about
just
it.
Just think about the pigs, the pig island.
I can't speak for our topic suggestress. Suggestress.com. It's the think piece site. I can't speak for Marvy. But I think Marvy found out about this place because it was recently featured on The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
This season on The Bachelor, I'm going to do a little face-off for date spots before we launch into the wiki game. And you tell me which date spot you would rather go to.
Okay.
The Multnomah Whiskey Library.
Okay.
Or Pig Island.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? Is this even a real question?
I think it's just Pig Island, right?
Obviously, it's Pig Island.
Which isn't to say that the whiskey library might not be cool.
No, if you had said the whiskey library and like most other things, I would have chosen the whiskey library. Yeah. But Pig Island, like, over anything.
All right. So let's get there.
Yeah. Pig Island uber alles, as they say in the Bahamas.
As they say in the Bahamas. We can't physically, right now, travel to Pig Island, but we will get there via the weekend.
Go there in our imaginations.
Let's hit that random article button.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Thank you.
Okay.
What?
6433 Enya. It's not an Enya album. It's an asteroid.
But it's an
But it is named after the Irish musician.
Fuck yes!
Enya.
Yes, Enya has a fucking celestial body named after her.
Of course she does. I think that Enya is herself like a reincarnation of some sort of like a collapsed planet somewhere.
Fuck.
Like a
Who can say where
a celestial body made flesh.
Where the days go. Only time.
Yeah.
Because she knows, because she's been out there.
She's been out there in space time.
For millennia.
Just grinding.
Just grinding.
Writing those albums, just knowing that one day she was going to be made into a flesh person.
Every Enya album is actually just the sound of a shooting star traveling through space, like sped up to an hour long. It's the real music of the spheres.
There's no sound. There's no sound in space.
Okay. Hey, what about Star Wars?
Oh, you're right. You're right.
You've seen the documentary series Star Wars.
Yes, I have.
Okay. This is the coolest news I've ever heard. But I think what we should do is either like click through to the observatory where it was found, or the Discoverer, or just to like Irish.
Are you seeing what I?
It is 6433 Enya is in a 3.69 year orbit around the sun. 69.
Sorry, I was ignoring you.
Yeah, thanks. Wait, Minor Planets Navigator. There's also 6432 Tamir Kanov.
Wait, Minor Planets Navigator?
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
Oh.
And then there's, so it goes in order. The number is like actually like an ordered list. And
oh
then
my God.
6434 Jewett, which I feel like.
Jewett. Who's that?
Who dat?
Who dat?
I don't know. We shouldn't click on it.
Yeah.
What should we click on? Fuck, I love that an astronomer is just like, I'm naming this one after Enya.
I want to know this story about, I want to know which astronomer like pounded their fists on the table and was like,
Enya.
It's going to be Enya, damn it.
Also, the discovery date was November 18th, 1978.
Whoa, was early Enya.
Was Enya a thing then?
I mean, obviously.
Maybe it was like given a name.
They didn't just like anticipate Enya. Yeah, probably it was just 6433 for a while there.
Yeah. And someone looked at it through telescope while they were listening to Orinoco Flow.
Well, they were just tripping and they were imagining Orinoco Flow in their head.
All right, content ID is going to take this podcast for my perfect pitch perfect Enya.
What was your idea there?
We could either click through to like where it was discovered, that observatory. Whoever discovered, or just click on Irish or Enya.
Ooh. Well, let's click on Irish.
Okay. Irish people.
Oh my God. I was like about to make a joke about like, what if this is not Ireland, but Irish people?
Yeah.
And it is Irish people.
Yeah. That's kind of.
Are there normally articles that are just like demonyms?
I don't know.
Is there an article called like Nigerian people?
Possibly.
There's no article called American people.
We don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
We don't know that. Have you not seen that article? Then you don't know if it exists.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but I guess I haven't not seen it.
Okay.
One time when I was like, sorry, this is a little bit of a digression here.
Yeah.
One time when I was in like the second grade, there were, my school was kind of like, kind of abutted these woods.
Abutted.
the butt
of the woods.
And there were like some rumors, which I don't know where they came from, that there was a cougar in them there woods.
Uh-huh.
The big cat, you know?
Yeah. Not an older woman.
Yeah, no, not that.
Okay. That's a different story.
That's a different story for another time. And one of my classmates told me one time, you know, as kids are wont to do, she said, "I saw the cougar. Oh, I was at recess and I saw it. I know it's in there." And I was like, "No, you freaking didn't." I was like, "I know you didn't see cougar." And she was like, "Well, I almost saw it." Just like,
I
almost saw it.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
I've almost seen the movie Eraserhead, but I haven't seen it.
So
I haven't
close.
Even attempted to see it,
so
but I've
close.
Almost seen it.
But you feel like it was a possibility at one
I
time.
Could make it happen within an hour.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, less. I'm really like less than an hour.
I could start watching it.
We could do it right now.
But we're not.
But
going
no.
to. But it means that I've almost seen it. It was just as good as having seen it.
It's just it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I know what the name is. I can probably guess what it's about.
Okay, please tell me what you think Eraserhead's
about.
About
a guy that erases stuff with
God
his head.
God damn it.
Or it's about a guy with a really crisp fade haircut. like you know, one of those high top fades.
Close. Yeah. Closer.
Okay.
What should we do? Part of a series on Irish people, and then they just have a picture of a clover. Is that actually an accepted
is
symbol?
Is that racist?
Is that a thing that Irish people actually identify with, is the clover?
I don't know. We have some Irish listeners now.
Yeah, I guess. Tweet at us if you're
Irish. If you're
Irish,
tell us the thing.
And you love or hate clovers.
What do you think about clovers?
Hey, what'd you think about the movie Cloverfield?
I almost saw it.
You didn't see it?
Did I? No, I did see that, actually. No. I almost saw it.
Wow.
I haven't seen it. I saw a similar movie. Maybe it wasn't a similar movie.
Yeah, let's see what you're
about. It was about I forget what it was called. It was about aliens, though, and it was about these people that were, like, they were in Mexico, and they got stuck there because in this movie, the aliens have taken over, like, this zone of northern Mexico.
Huh.
And there's like a wall, I think, and they have to pay this dude $5,000 to get him safe passage through the alien zone.
Yeah, I have no idea what fucking movie
it was. Like an indie movie.
Okay,
but it sort of had a similar tone, I think, to Cloverfield.
Was it all like
from
handy
what
cam?
I based on what I know from almost seeing it.
Hmm.
Yeah, real sort of like personal. Like,
well, Cloverfield is like, the whole conceit is that it was like all from an actual like handy cam that was at a party.
Yeah, it's not quite. Yeah. So Cloverfield is like the Blair Witch Project, but with aliens. That's what you're saying.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Well, like the Blair Witch Project, but with mostly Godzilla.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
There are other little critters in the movie.
There's a couple like, little critters, but it's mostly just Godzilla.
That's like a twist.
Yeah.
Is that there's critters.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for spoiling that.
Well, the twist is that the giant Godzilla basically has crabs. Like, that's the twist, is that it has some other little...
Some other critters on
bad,
it.
Baddies hanging off of it.
Yeah.
It's like, where'd you get that, Godzilla monster?
Space.
Unprotected space travel. It's bad. Yeah. They're making a sequel? Like, there's another movie with Cloverfield
prequel,
and the name coming out.
Sequel.
But it like it's a totally different vibe and style.
Would you like, say it's like a spiritual sequel?
I don't even know. For all I know, it's just a movie that J.J. Abrams like heard about and was like, cool, what if you called it Cloverfield?
He just really likes that name.
I'll give you money.
The new Star Wars movie is going to be called Star Wars Episode 8 Cloverfield.
I would watch a fucking Star Wars movie that was just filmed from like you know, the like someone's helmet cam, though.
Oh yeah, for sure. But that's not.
Dope.
Yeah, that's not really what I was thinking. I was thinking that like it would just be, it would be set in the Star Wars universe, but it would just be about like the city of Coruscant under attack by a big monster.
Mm.
It's just like not at
but
all
then, like,
what Star Wars is about.
Most of Coruscant wouldn't even be under threat then.
Well, it's a really big Godzilla monster.
Yeah, like planet size.
Like planet size.
to match the size of the city.
Yeah.
So you know that the movie that's coming out this year, the spin-off movie,
yeah,
is going to be
Rogue
like,
One.
Mm-hmm, it's going to be like a different style. It's going to be like styled like a war movie. It's not going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I knew that, but not that specifically.
It's not going to be of the quintessential Star
right.
Wars like adventure
right,
style.
Right. I mean, that's okay.
And they're going to keep making these spin-off movies that like are stylistically different.
That's okay.
No, that's fine. But what I want to ask is, what's the most absurd but appropriate? Like, project 20 years out.
And rom-com.
But like, who's the fucking character that it follows?
It's there's lots of people in Star Wars. It could be anyone.
But like, of the canon now, who gets the rom-com spinoff?
In the canon now, who gets the rom-com spinoff?
Yeah, who gets the Star Wars rom-com?
What's the guard's name? The Twi'lek that guards Jabba's palace? His Major Domo? What's that dude's name?
Fuck.
Why can't I remember that fucking dude's name?
He's got the creep smile.
He's got the creep smile and the yellow eyes.
Yeah. That dude.
That guy paired with... Oh my god, can we go cross species here? Is that too gross?
I don't think that's gross. It's fucking Star Wars.
Chewbacca's like niece. Those two are gonna get together.
I'm thinking Disney, if you're listening, which you probably are, because you're a massive globe spanning company.
Yeah.
If you're listening, fucking gimme money to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Disney is listening to everything.
Spinal Tap, but instead it's Max Rebo's band.
I would watch that. I would absolutely watch
Max
that.
Rebo's band.
That would be incredible.
It would be fucking dope as hell.
And it's about their dude, it's about their like rivalry. One of the Biff guys from the cantina, he used to be in Max Rebo's band.
Oh shit.
And then they had a falling out.
Like, think about it. It's just like a 70s rock documentary or mockumentary. Yes. But it's just following
Max Rebo and the Jabba's Palace All Stars.
Fuck, I'm gonna write that fanfic tonight. Spec script, signed, sealed, delivered to Walt himself.
yeah, that's a great idea. You should do that.
Hell yeah.
All right, so
JJ,
give me a call.
Hit me up.
All right, here we are in Ireland.
Still Ireland.
Still in Ireland.
I wonder, if you're a listener to this show, and you listen along, how much do you actually keep track of, like, what page we're on?
It must be hard. I imagine it must be hard.
It's hard for us sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't remember that we were in Ireland. I thought we were in Star Wars.
Not quite. Not yet. Could be. You've never been to Ireland.
Nope.
I've never been to Ireland.
Yep.
I knew some kids in high school who went to Ireland.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was one of the trips that was available at my school.
How'd that work out for him?
I think only one kid was cool enough to be like, I'm fucking 18. I'm going to go in this bar and order a Guinness.
Just only one kid?
Yeah.
Was it only one kid who was 18?
No.
Or the others were just all squares?
They're just fucking squares. I went to school with a bunch of fucking squares. And I was one of them.
Yeah, I know.
But like...
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah. At the same time, we were on a... I was on a trip.
Yeah.
To various parts of Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And our chill-ass English teacher who was leading the trip was like, all right, it's like 6...
Time.
Fucking
beer time.
We're in, no, 6, we're in Krakow. You kids just go out, just like hang around the main square, like don't fucking get lost. But if you do have your cell phones on you and stuff, like you got just, my number and stuff, but like, yeah, just go kill a couple hours. You don't need,
just go have some sex.
You don't need,
get some drugs,
a chaperone, which it's like
getting some fights.
It was fully that. It was fully like a blank check scenario.
Oh, man.
Go hang out in Krakow for 3 hours. And so I'm walking around with some people, and center of Krakow nightlife is bumping.
Oh, yeah? At 6 o'clock?
It might have been
They start early.
So
early to club, early to rise.
Yeah. we get handed these flyers from all these club promoters, including one that's right there called Club Manhattan, which is like hilarious, like the American Metropolis themed club. And we're getting handed these things. We didn't fucking
You didn't go to any of the goddamn clubs?
Oh, if I could go back and just slap 18-year-old Matt in the face.
We can't go to clubs. We're too young.
And just be like, no, buddy, you're going to go in there. You're gonna order a drink. You're probably not going to like it because it's going to be your first drink.
You're going to order a drink. You're going to get in a fight. You're going to...
And what? They're not going to send you home?
They're not going to send you home. It's maybe they will, but...
But that would be... They would have to send someone...
Have to send a chaperone home with you.
I think that's actually how it worked. Is that they couldn't just, if you did a bad... They couldn't just, put you on a flight. You'd have to be accompanied out. Because then if something bad were to happen to you along the way...
You're an adult, though.
I don't know. I know, right?
I am...
That was their recognition of us being adults. So it was here's 3 hours. No supervision.
Right.
Just, don't fuck up. Kids.
And you didn't. You sure didn't fuck up. I'll give you that.
No, by fucking up by doing nothing. By taking no chances.
Yeah.
It's not the way I live
anymore. When I was 18, I was at chamber music camp over the summer. Mm-hmm. And I was told that I was not allowed to go into town.
Did you go into town?
No, I didn't go into town.
Oh, man.
It wasn't like I wanted to go... do bad stuff. I just wanted to go buy some deodorant or something.
And you couldn't.
And they wouldn't let me.
So how did you get, were you just a stinky
I think pal? That I feel like I didn't, I forget what the deal was. I know that they offered to go buy something for me if I needed something, so I might have done that.
That's sad.
And this was, to be clear, this chamber music camp, it was at Humboldt State University, which is in Arcata, California. Uh-huh. Which is the safest town in the continental United States, I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
No one's ever gotten hurt there.
They trusted you that little.
Yeah. Or, I don't know if, maybe I had, signed some sort of contract. Hmm. And I just didn't even know it.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
Irish people, let's navigate off of this page.
So here's what we're going to do. Are you ready?
What?
We're going to go to England.
Oh.
And then we're going to go to the Bahamas.
Is that a farm?
It once was.
Okay. All right. Hello.
The whole world used to be a colony of England.
Kingdom of England.
Well, yeah, that is what the page is called, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Wait, this is... Ooh, is this gonna work?
Is this gonna work? Yeah, it's gonna work.
Okay. Anyway.
There's the queen herself.
Yep, we got a mighty fine portrait of Elizabeth.
God, she got big. First. She had big sleeves.
That's what you latched onto. They are pretty prominent.
They're big and they're cone shaped.
I want you to imagine. Listeners at home, I want you to imagine those fucking you're at a Euro place and they've got the meat cone. That's about the shape of these sleeves. It's like a cone of lamb meat.
That's what she kept in there.
Just, that was her snack.
Just some snackums.
you were at the Super Bowl party this year, right?
Yeah.
Where mid Super Bowl, Marshawn Lynch fucking mic drops that he's not doing football
anymore.
And then we all got on the topic of
when he had the chicken wings
in
his pocket, in his ding dang old pocket.
It wasn't pocket, it was
his ding dang old socks.
His socks. He was leading a footballer's camp and just kept some snacks in his socks.
That's just unfathomable to me. Did he have them in a little plastic baggie?
I don't know, but he's the coolest. He's
but he's got that. He's got barbecue sauce just all on his ankles.
The tasty ankles. I don't see how that makes him less cool.
You do you. You do you. That's it.
They're screwed now, though.
Who?
Them Hawks. This is Sports Talk with Matt Olson. Those Hawks are screwed now, right? Because
Is that what the fans call them?
Those Hawks?
Them Hawks.
Them Hawks, yeah. If you listen to Sport Talk with Matt Olson.
I heard they only have 11 men now.
Yeah, Marshawn left, and now they only have
11 men.
All of the fans who collectively are the 12th man are now drafted into the team, which has made it really stacked against all the other NFL teams. There's just a swarm of people, and they just kind of pass.
They don't
ball.
Do anything. They just sort of they just stand there on the field.
No, just about, the field is full of people now, and most of them are the 12th man.
They're the 12th man.
Who's now the 11th man.
Right, the 11th man, and the other team is not allowed to touch them. They get sued if they touch the fans.
And so they're just passing the ball, like, person to person out to the end zone.
See, I'm picturing that they are not allowed to participate. Like, legally, they're not allowed to participate in the game.
Oh, so they're just obstacles.
They're just standing there, and the other team legally is not allowed to touch them. And so the other team just has to, like, very gingerly toss the football to one another.
And they're like, excuse me, pardon me. I got it.
And it's like, it's really changed the game.
What if football was just a crowd of people? And only 20 of them were allowed to pass a ball around.
What if football was no contact moshing, is what you're saying?
Full
contact slam dancing?
But, at the foot of a stage.
But zero contact slam dancing.
Yeah, zero contact slam dancing.
Where was that phrase from?
That was from the Cranium game.
Right, Cranium. Full contact slam dancing.
What's the name for...
at the foot of the stage? What is it called?
It's called
football. I'm going to click on
it. I do wonder when that edition of Cranium was from.
1975? I'm going to click on English Colonial Empire.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like early 2000s, probably.
Yeah, probably. That sounds like
about
when
right,
Cranium
yeah.
became a thing. English Overseas Possessions.
Man, there's a map of English Overseas Possessions in 1700, and I have to say it's not nearly as extensive as I thought it was going to be.
Kind of puny. Just some red splotches on a map.
They don't even own Australia in this map.
Damn.
I mean, it's
in 1700.
When did they have Australia?
I don't know. Sometime.
I mean, like...
They got the little flag within a flag, so you know it happened.
It was before they had it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not after.
Yeah, I guess the height of the empire is, like, later. Definitely a little later than 1700.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't even lose America until...
1776.
Yeah.
1769.
Ah. Hey, King George. Fucking King. Definitely alienating all of the English listeners.
I just read the book Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Uh-huh.
Have you read it?
Yes, I have read that book.
Good book.
Mm-hmm.
But in the front of this book, it's a library copy. And there's a little chronology that's just like stuff that was going on in Jane Austen's life and then like stuff mm-hmm. that was going on in the world. And I think this must have been a misprint. There are two different years where it says George III declared insane. Two times.
Or he was declared insane once. They're like, let's walk that back. Never mind.
He's just kind of having a rough eccentric.
Time. And then he did... something a real nutballs
and they did it again.
They're like, okay, for real he's crazy.
Yeah, maybe it was like Napoleon in exile.
You know,
Napoleon was exiled two times.
Yeah,
didn't stick the first time.
Did not stick. came right back. All right, let's find the Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
All right,
North America and the West Indies. I'll skip down there. Okay, well, fuck this.
Shit.
Bermuda, Turks and Caicos, Cayman Islands, Montserrat, never heard of that. Anguilla, never heard of that. But let's, you know, I'm not worried. We can still do this.
The Caymans, maybe? We can get to one to the other?
I mean, we could definitely go to one of these islands and then, like, zoom out to the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
All right. So what's your favorite?
I mean Bermuda, because it's in the Beach Boys song. And they have those shorts.
We should be able to get there because on Bermuda, the Bermuda, top of the page will say Bermuda, Bahamas
and then we come just click. Pretty mama.
Yeah, we just have to be careful not to click on the page for pretty mama.
Yeah, exactly. This article is about the British Overseas Territory. Does England still own Bermuda? Dog, England still owns Bermuda.
Wow.
Also, their capital is called Hamilton. After Alexander? Is it?
Maybe?
Is it?
Go down to...
The capital.
Go down to history or, like, famous people. Okay, let's recap, okay?
Yes.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore, and a Scotsman... Dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot
end up
in
with the
Caribbean,
capital
impoverished
of
by Providence and
Bermuda
by Providence, impoverished
him.
And squalor.
Yeah, I know. I was remembering that he's from the Caribbean.
Grow up to be a hero. And a
is
spot.
He from? Is he from it?
I'm trying to remember. So
there's
the $10
a full,
founding
there,
father without a father
I want
got
you
a lot
to know,
farther by working a lot harder.
I want
by
you
being
to Matt. Okay, great, good job. I want you to know that there's a full. subsection in this article in the table of contents. It's just called basketball. It's just for basketball.
Okay. That was worth it. Also, I think I fall apart after that point.
Okay. Well, that's
in
fine.
My Hamilton recall.
Yeah, like history, geography doesn't say anything about the capital, which is called Hamilton. It's just basketball, though.
Huh.
Okay. Can we open another tab just to... just to crack this case?
No.
God damn
we'll
it.
We'll have to loop back around after.
Well, I'm going to put it in a new tab.
Oh, my God. That's
what?
Like, count that as half a step.
No, that doesn't count as half a step. We didn't go over there. We just bookmarked it.
Okay.
Come on.
Fine.
It's a funny looking island. It's like real long and skinny.
It's kind of like a fish hook. Yeah.
Or like the tip of Massachusetts, but like flipped.
I don't know
the other way.
I wouldn't know about the tip of Massachusetts.
You don't know about the tip of Massachusetts?
No, I ain't seen
you played it. Fallout 4.
I, you know, I didn't zoom out the map and really study like what was up. I was just like, where do I get the fucking power armor? Thank you.
Uh huh.
I'll walk east. Great.
Also, whoa, is that really... Oh my god, I didn't know that that's where Bermuda was.
Right there?
Right there, like right out there. It looks like it's right next to, like, Maine.
Well, it's pretty far away from Maine.
I mean, I know it's like...
Maine is pretty cold and
I know
dingy.
The distances are pretty big, but it's like out in the Atlantic. I didn't know that.
You thought... What, did you think it was just like a lot closer
to mainland? I thought it was like
mainland?
More in the Caribbean. Like more down.
Oh yeah, no,
it's just out in the Atlantic Ocean.
It's just out there.
I didn't know that.
Can we please find the Bahamas
well,
or the Caribbean?
That's the goal. Ooh, the Sargasso Sea is
nearby.
Nearby. Okay. Okay, let's see. 665 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. 594 nautical miles southeast of Martha's Vineyard. 898 nautical miles northeast of Miami. Puerto Rico.
Even saying Miami that way doesn't make me interested in these nautical mile distances.
Sorry, should we go to Puerto Rico?
Sure.
That's in the Caribbean. What if the Bahamas are just, like, in the Pacific?
That's... Okay. Like, we know that that's not how this works.
We know that's not true.
We know it's not true. So why would you even say that?
I don't know, because we've been really wrong about stuff before.
Fair. Okay. It's fair that we don't have that much confidence in ourselves.
Okay, but here it is. Caribbean. All right. Eastern Caribbean. Should we just go?
Yeah.
Just do it?
Yeah, do it.
Pull the trigger. Caribbean Sea...
The thing is that I fucking hope Pig Island is linked off of the page for Bahamas, because if not, we're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should have tried to get to pigs. There's a whole section.
No, I think that was
places where pigs live. Farms. Barns.
The Bahamas.
Pig Island.
The Bahamas subsection, Pig Island. There's also just ones in the Bahamas.
Right.
Generally.
Maybe we can just go to fauna. Of the Caribbean.
That would be amazing.
Piggies.
But I don't... No, I'm not seeing pigs here.
A lot of birds, though. A lot of reptiles.
Yeah.
Over 500.
Poison dart frogs.
Those are cool. Oh, we're not... Yeah, no, we're in the Caribbean.
We're in the Caribbean.
Not in Puerto Rico anymore. There's a manatee on this page.
The video game series...
Piracy in the Caribbean. Shh. Sorry.
The video game series Assassin's Creed features the Caribbean as an important place in its timeline. For example, Assassin's Creed 4, Black Flag, along with its Freedom Cry DLC, takes place in the Caribbean Sea. That does not belong on the wiki page.
Popular culture.
It's half as long as the other paragraph.
Which is about everything else.
Yeah, every other popular culture item. Mention.
Yeah, it should all be about... Pirates of the Caribbean.
That.
The Monkey Island series of video games takes place within the Caribbean Sea area.
Like, James Bond, all it gets is many James Bond adventures were set there.
Yeah.
And then Assassin's Creed gets
three sentences.
A whole paragraph, yeah.
Did you ever play that one? Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But when I was at Comic-Con one time, they had a boat parked... like next to the convention center that was an Assassin's Creed boat.
Wow.
And you could like wait in a real long line to go on it.
Real talk, I hear that one was good, but I don't understand how, because it was set in the Caribbean, so there were no fucking tall buildings.
There was no ships. It was all just boats
and trees,
boats parked close together.
Fuck that. No.
Maybe it's totally different. Maybe it was... Maybe there was no parkour in it.
So it was just a crap game where you stab people. Yeah.
It's like a first person stabber.
Right. Those exist.
No, they had guns though.
Yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
But like only scrubs used guns in those games.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I was just trying to think of how they would make up for the lack of parkour.
Do you think that instead of diving into like...
I mean, wait, there's buildings. There were buildings.
But they weren't like... But I don't
think that like Renaissance Florence...
I watched someone play that game, and it was where they were, at least, it was a bunch of like one-story fucking thatch roof houses.
Okay.
I was like, do you climb things? And he said trees.
But yeah, that's stupid.
That's garbage.
But like, there were cities. There's cities there. There were cities and there are cities.
Sure, but like not as big as like fucking
Renaissance Florence.
Venice, yeah.
I suppose, yeah. You know, you got your trees. It's just like Mario. Just like Mario at this point. You got your jungle levels. You got your underwater levels.
Why are you so set on defending this Assassin's Creed game?
I'm just enjoying imagining like how they could make up for the lack of buildings.
Yeah. Well,
imagine an Assassin's Creed.
They gave you a boat, so
that's
cool.
Boat
stuff. Like Wind Waker.
Games where you have to drive boats are like pretty cool.
Why is there not a boat simulator?
Boat simulator?
There maybe is.
There probably is like I could see there being like a fishing trawler simulator.
I mean, in a couple years' time, I'm sure computers will be good enough to be doing some of that really hardcore like big water simulation stuff.
Big water simulation.
But then think about it, like a Deadliest Catch sponsored boat simulator.
Oh yeah.
Where it's just like, okay, here's a fucking squall. Oh shit. And then like the I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, kicks in. Want it. That's the theme song Deadliest Catch, right?
Yes. Good job.
Guns N' Roses just fucking starts to play.
That's not Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wait.
I don't know what band it is, but it's not Guns N' Roses.
It's not Guns N' Roses?
No, not at all. I can see why you... I can see how it's got, like, a sort of a similar vibe, but it's not Guns N' Roses.
All right. Let's leave this page.
I had a place... Did I have a place in mind?
Hopefully the Bahamas.
Hopefully there's the Bahamas, right, is where I'm trying to click. list of islands in the Caribbean if we need that.
If we need that, yeah.
Geology. Oh my god, the Great Blue Hole off the coast of Belize. It's a big blue hole.
Yeah, listeners at home.
Do you have this thing where
imagine a big blue hole?
Do you have this thing where when you're above deep water, you like get this little like feeling of dread in the pit of your stomach?
No.
You don't get that?
No, because I make a point of not being above even like fairly shallow water because I can't swim.
Okay, Matt. Imagine that you're on a boat and you have a life jacket, okay?
Okay.
So you're not going to drown.
Uh-huh.
But picture yourself in a boat and you're driving the boat along or somebody else is. And you're in like
playing boat simulator.
Some normal shallow water, right? Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden there's a big blue hole. And it just drops off, and all of a sudden the water is like 5 times as deep.
No, I'm not.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
I hate that. I hate that feeling of being above like that much void.
But it's not void.
It is void, though. It is.
No, void is like there's like a couple dams. I think some of them are in the Americas where they have like a drainage system.
Yeah.
For the dam, but what it does is it like opens like a hatch underneath the like the reservoir
into
like
the center of the earth.
Yeah, and so you see the water fucking there's photos of this where the water just kind of forms like a wormhole type like opening because it's all just like flowing into
it's
this
like a bathtub
pipe.
Drain.
Yeah. But a fucking lake size bathtub drain. So there's just there's a literal void there, like an absence of water.
But that gives me a bad feeling in a different kind of way, though.
Okay. Well,
I just like, or if you watch like Planet Earth or whatever, mm-hmm. and you see, you know, images of like whales swimming, like just in the blue, just mm-hmm. in the deep goddamn blue.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. It's just like, hey, I'm a whale. There's nothing else here.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that give you like the heebie-jeebies?
No.
God, I hate it. It gives me the same... Thinking about that gives me the same feeling as thinking about being in space.
Space, there's like a whole lot more.
There's a whole lot more nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The ocean... I prefer to think of the ocean as just like unknowable because so long as it's still that...
Well, that's bad. That doesn't give me a good feeling.
So long as it's still that, it means we haven't fucked it up too bad.
Okay, but that's a different issue what you're talking about. I'm talking just about the physical sensation of being in a blue nothingness.
Okay, well, I think your head just interprets that as nothingness, whereas
yeah.
mine's like, it's something that
it's,
I can't like,
it's a chemical,
hang with.
But...
I can't hang with that.
You can't hang with that, right.
But I'm not, like, worried about it. It's still a thing. It's just
I mean, I'm not, like,
thing.
Worried about the fact that it exists right now. Like, I'm fine yeah. knowing about it, but...
But if you woke up
I wouldn't want to be in it. If I woke up in the blue, I wouldn't be good.
No, you'd probably drown.
All right. We're trying to find... should I just go to...
I can't fucking believe that it doesn't just like have this shit.
Okay, well, there's a link to the list of islands, so I'm gonna go to that
page. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Oh, God.
Is this for real?
God damn it.
No. We're gonna. Don't worry. Don't even worry.
No, but like, this goes alphabetical, and the Bahamas are not listed. Did we fuck
there
up
There are thousands
that
of islands that are part of the island countries of the broadly defined Caribbean region. Okay, but this is a bullshit article. The thing that I was thinking was seeing was that none of these are links. It says Cuba, uh-huh. but it's not a link. Who made this?
That's pretty bullshit. Fair. But where are the Bahamas?
Where are they?
Where actually physically are... Okay. Oh, there it is.
There they are.
Phew.
See? Fucking oh, my God.
Earth. Wait. Oh,
holy shit. What? This is how many islands there are in the Bahamas?
Wait, but hold on.
Matt,
go to P.
Matt, go Matt, to... this isn't even the whole thing. There's a main article titled List of Islands in the Bahamas, and there's like millions of them.
But I just want you to go to the section.
P, okay.
P, I, G. please, come on.
There's...
Oh, it's not listed.
Papa K.
It's not
What's
listed.
What's the other name for it? Shit. We just looked at it, and there's another name. It's called, like, something K.
Oh. Yeah, we can look to see it, but, like, look, when... it's not listed as Pig Island because it would be...
Right, it'd be right there. Next to... Right between Pier Island and Pigeon Cay.
Yeah. We can scroll through this list, though.
God, that's so many islands, though. My mind is islands. Blown.
It's a huge list of islands. It's not Manowar Cay.
Okay, I just want to also, like...
It's a lot of fucking islands,
but,
yeah.
But the Bahamas, for what it's worth, has way more islands than any of these other places.
True.
Just like... All right. Guadalupe Independence is nothing there.
It's a fuck ton of islands.
What is this, 40 islands?
Caitlin, we don't have anything intelligent to say about this other than... In fact, it's not even an intelligent thing to say. It's a fuck ton of islands. Yes, can we please find the piggies, though?
Okay. Okay, Puerto Rico's got a few. Okay, list of islands of the Bahamas.
Puerto Rico has some. It's okay, yeah. List of islands of the Bahamas.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Okay, and these all have links, except for the ones that are stubs.
Yeah.
Is it Big Major K?
I don't know, but there's another one that's called Big Hog K, so apparently...
Oh, it's so close.
I don't think it's...
Are you sure? I feel like it might be Big Major K, but we can go through the whole thing. And...
Can we please?
Cat see... Island. Oh my That's God. Almost as good.
That's almost as good. Chub K.
Wait, so I don't actually know...
Conception Island?
I don't actually know on The Bachelor what they did on the Pig Island.
They just pet pigs.
It's just like a tourist attraction. They went there to pet... Okay, got it. Do they feed them?
Maybe, I think so.
Do they give them little kisses?
I don't know. I don't know if Ben would do that.
Is that The Bachelor?
That's The Bachelor. It's the titular Bachelor.
Titular?
Titular Bachelor.
That's the titular. Good Island.
Good
Island.
They'd all hang out at Good Island. Little Bell K.
See, I feel like Little Grand K.
These are all so fucking confusing.
There's so many like K. Little. It's the littlest one of all.
Man Island.
That's where they dropped all the men off, intending to pick them up later and cook them.
Yeah, that's what it says on the Pig Island page, though, is that some sailors were like, let's put these pigs here. We're going to come back and cook them. It's like, that's a fucking dumb...
Like, not eat them, just cook them.
It's a dumb way to put it, but also a dumb plan.
It's an okay plan. I think it's an all right plan.
It
wasn't even like it went awry. They just like decided not to go back.
Okay, so it's not listed as Pig Island on here.
Right. I think it's Big Major K. All
right.
Or is it Stranger K?
Could be any of these, truthfully.
We can always like get back here, though, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess.
There's no K's that start with the Z word. Or the Z letter.
Shit. Big Major K was your guess?
I think that seems right to me.
Okay.
All right. Woo!
Woo!
There's those good piggies.
The article is not Pig Island. It's Pig Beach.
Pig Beach. Close enough. It's known for being populated by many swimming feral pigs.
Yep. Listeners at home, do yourself a favor. If you're gonna open any article, just go to wikipedia.org/wiki/pig_beach and look at this photo of these piggies
just
swimming.
Look at these piggies. Oh my God, they're having such a good time.
Oh my God. Oh my God, see the description underneath the photo? Bahamas, August 2012, on board Ninalu, the Bahamas. Pigs don't fly, but they do swim.
See the swimming pigs in the Bahamas. Hey, it's the Bahamas.
I like these like little personalized comments just attached
to these
photos.
That's the like slogan of the tourism board in the Bahamas. Pigs don't fly, but they do swim.
Come to our pig beach.
Come to the pigs. Hey, it's the Bahamas.
Cool. Well, we did it. We got there.
We done did it.
Wow. And let me count up the steps here. From 6433 Enya to the Enya asteroid. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps.
I'm gonna look at Hamilton Parish.
Yeah.
Since it's open in this other tab. It was renamed for Scottish aristocrat James Hamilton, second Marquess of Hamilton. But who is this dude? Let's click on him. Just no relation to Alex.
Yeah.
He had an illegitimate daughter, Margaret.
This is
maybe everybody down there is named Hamilton.
I mean, wait, so how does a bastard orphan, son of a whore,
you don't
and a
need
Scotsman,
to recite the whole...
and this guy is a Scotsman, right. So maybe it's like the same Hamiltons, but
this Hamilton line.
But
I'm trying to find out what
also he was moneyless, flying by the seat of his pants, so the name must have been
spent
degraded.
His childhood in Charlestown, the capital of the island of Nevis, in the Leeward Islands. Where the dick is that?
Well, it's in the Caribbean.
It's probably in the Bahamas, statistically speaking.
Yeah, there's a fuck ton of
Nevis
islands
was there. One of the British West Indies.
So West Indies.
No, it's in the U.S. Virgin Islands now.
Yeah. Not the Bahamas.
Huh.
Huh.
Hmm. All right.
Well, this has been Can You Get to That? I'm your singing and British impersonating poorly host, Matt Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. You can listen to, not this week, there was no new episode this week, but I think there's going to be 4 episodes left of Twin Peaks Peaks, and then it'll be done until maybe there's new episodes, I don't know, but it'll be done for the time being. You can find that at twinpeakspeaks.simplecast.fm. Listen to me and Ashley Brandt talk about that show. Also, you can search mixcloud.com for I Bought Tractor. I made a mix like a month ago.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's pretty fun.
It was fun. I'm going to make another one soon.
So made me want to dance.
Yeah. That's what I got going on. Caitlin, you have stuff.
My name is Caitlin Best, and you can tweet at me at @bestkbest. And you can tweet at the show at get to that. Did you say that already?
Nope.
And if you're in England, please do tweet at the show or at either of us, because I want to know who you are.
Yeah.
And what else? Oh yeah, you should check out if you get a chance after you look at Pig Beach on Wikipedia, head over to mugblog.tumblr.com and
scoop some mugs.
Peep those mugs. Or if you have a nice mug that you'd like to tell me about, let me know.
Yeah.
We can talk.
I'm sad that
on the mug blog.
I don't really have a mug I'm attached to.
That's all right. It's just like you haven't emptied your life than some other people, but that's okay.
I had a mug I was attached to, technically.
Did it break?
Well, it wasn't my mug. It was my favorite mug at Spielman Coffee Roasters and Bagels.
Was it the Seinfeld one?
It was the Seinfeld mug that someone stole.
Steal it?
Yeah. Oh,
man. If I could track that person down.
And murder them?
Well,
agreed.
No, interview them.
No, and murder them.
Okay, that's not what I was... You can murder them if you want to do that.
If you found them and were able to interview them, will you then like tap me on the shoulder and be like, I found them?
Go, I don't know if I could.
Go do the deed.
I don't know if I could do that. Like,
you'd be an accessory to the murder.
I'd be an accessory to
the
murder.
But you'd be helping the world.
I'd be helping you.
Help the world, yeah.
You should just go to one of those paint-your-own pottery places and get a mug and write Seinfeld on it.
Make a really shitty homemade Seinfeld mug?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It's me, Georgie. Georgie Snordfeld.
Well, we've had so much fun here today. This has been Can You Get to That? I'll see you next week.
Pig start.
Yeah, got it.